with you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Forget not all God's benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities.
Redeems your life from the grave and crowns you with mercy and loving kindness.
Let us pray together. Most holy God, your Son came to save sinners. We come to this season of repentance, confessing our unworthiness, asking for new and honest hearts, and the healing power of your forgiveness. Grant us this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Lent does begin today with a 40-day period of preparing to properly celebrate Easter and what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. And so it is a time of introspection, a time in which we look at our own lives and how far we have grown and how far we have to grow until we can say with the Apostle Paul that we have put on the mind that was in Christ. And that means spiritually we must, with introspection, look with self-examination, our weaknesses, our temptations we habitually give into, our lack of spiritual discipline and prayer and the study of Scripture, and also our lack of prayer and devotion itself. So I invite you in the name of the Lord to observe a holy Lent by self-examination, by penitence, by prayer, by fasting, by almsgiving, and by reading and meditating upon the Word of God, and by intentionally living out your faith in some new way. Before the gospel reading and our short message, I want to explain to you the small piece of paper you have. It is only symbolic, but it is powerful symbolism. I'll ask you to write just an initial or a small picture or a symbol or a couple of words that is meaningful only to you, that represents something that you know it would take the blood of Christ to cover, and that it has taken the blood of Christ and it has been covered. And so we will take those symbolic written sins and we will burn them to show how completely in symbol God has in reality covered and destroyed our sin by the cross and by the merits of Jesus Christ. So if you wish to participate in that, that's what you're to write on the small pieces of paper, but not during the sermon. Afterwards, on the way out, I will explain these pretzels, also an ancient tradition of Lenten observance. And if you wish to come forward for the imposition of the ashes, please come. You may have them imposed upon your head, a sign of the cross there, or if you put your hand out upon your hand, or if you wish just to come and pray, then just do this, and I won't put any ashes upon you at all. You can just come by devotion and prayer. It's entirely up to you as you are led. I want to share with you some selected verses from the Gospel of Matthew. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 6, and then verses 16 through 21. Hear now God's Word. And Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Verse 16, "And when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Please be seated. The Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Holy Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now on Ash Wednesday, we do confront our mortality and we confess our sin before God. And we do it here, right here, because the church is where we come to know God's forgiveness and God's eternal hope. We are not creator. We are imperfect, dependent creatures. But we are creatures loved by God. Not loved because of what we are, but loved in spite of the sinners that we are and because of what we can be through Jesus Christ. God is not indulgent. God is forgiving. And there's a difference. God could have looked the other way and defined no loving law nor boundaries and let us loose to worship ourselves and to destroy each other with a desire to stuff the whole world into our mouths. Instead, God came in Jesus Christ. And through Christ, we can have a relationship with God, and we see in Jesus a life lived according to God's will. How different Jesus' life was. How different Christians are called to be. As we respond to God's gift of grace offered in Christ, we are called to live higher and to live holier. In Christ, we are freed to be more than we are. We are freed to love not only ourselves, but our neighbors. And not only our neighbors, but even our enemies. We certainly need God's help to do that. Forgiveness is ours not because we are perfect, but because we are loved. Loved while we were yet sinners. Faith involves turning toward the light and toward the love of God in Christ. Turning is the true definition of repentance. Turning away from self and back toward God. In the same way the prodigal son who was walking away from his father came to himself and turned. That is a moment of repentance. If we put off repentance another day, someone has said, if we put off repentance another day, we have a day more to repent of and one day less to repent in. We all die. A pastor friend of mine wrote, "When I was serving a little church in rural Georgia, one of my members' relatives died, and my wife and I went to the funeral. They wheeled the coffin in, and the preacher began to shout and fume and flail his arms.
It's too late for Joe. He might have wanted to do this or that, but it's too late now. He's dead. He might have wanted to straighten his life out, but he can't now. It's over. Ain't too late for you, so why wait? Now is the day for decision. Now is the time to make your life count for something. Give your life to Jesus."
Now my friend said, "That was the worst thing I've ever heard." He said, "Can you imagine a preacher doing that in front of a grieving family?" And on the way home to his wife, he couldn't get over it. He said, "I have never seen anything so manipulative, so cheap, so inappropriate. I would never preach a sermon like that." And his wife paused a minute, nodded her head and agreed. She said, "Yes, it was tacky. Yes, it was manipulative. Yes, it was coarse." She said, "But the worst part, the very worst part of it all is, it was true. We have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. As Luther said, baptism takes only a few minutes, but it takes a lifetime to finish. Many Christians focus on spiritual discipline during Lent, and we often hear the question, what have you given up during Lent? John Donahue asked instead, how can we give in to God trying to touch our lives? Can we during Lent especially be open to give in to God trying to touch our lives? We mostly have Teflon-coated souls. God does touch us, and God does want to change us, but too often we won't let it stick. I like Frederick Buechner's questions for Lenten discipleship and Lenten discipline. He says this, and please listen to these questions. He said, "What last message would you give to a handful of people most dear to you?" You know, 25 words or less, write it down. What last message would you give to the 25 people closest to you? He said, "If the advice is important for them, live it out yourself." And number two, he said, "Which thing you have done would you most like to undo? To whatever degree you can, undo it now." Regret is self-indulgent. Regret is just self-indulgence. Repentance means undo if you can. Turn it around if you can. "What person or cause would you die for? Live for it now." And if this were the last day of your life, what would you do? Live that way every day. I know it's impossible to live a perfectly Christ-like life, but it is also impossible to be Christian and not try. You have to try. And we fail, every one of us. We only grow with the help of God's Spirit. But even though we fail and even though God knows we sin, we are never too far gone to turn around, to repent, and to be embraced again. God waits with arms open for our return. And such a loving Father deserves praise. Praise Him in your life. Let others see His love and forgiveness in your life. You may appropriately mourn your sins and accept your mortality tonight on this service night, but we can laugh joyfully on Easter Day at the absurdly amazing grace of God in Christ. Amen. Now I will ask the ushers, and if not ushers, someone, yes, we have ushers back there, I can't see that far, to come forward and accept your folded up bits of paper, not folded too tightly, they won't burn, for the symbolic burning of the sins. As they are coming forward, please turn to page 785, and we will read in unison Psalm 51, a psalm of confession. Join me. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was born into iniquity, and I have been sinful since my mother conceived me. Behold, your desire, truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear with joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from death, O God, God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you have no delight in sacrifice. Were I to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Just pour all these together.
Lead me, Lord, lead me in thy righteousness, make thy way plain before my face. Make us equal.
Now I ask you to turn in the hymnal to 824, where we will read responsively a psalm of forgiveness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all God's benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with a steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord, who works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed, has made known God's ways to Moses. God acts to the people of Israel. The Lord will not always chide, nor harbor anger forever. The Lord does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is the Lord's steadfast love toward the faithful. As far as the east is from the west, so far does the Lord remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to the faithful. For the Lord remembers our frame and remembers that we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind passes over it and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon the faithful, and the righteousness of the Lord to children's children, to those who keep His covenants and remember to do His commandments. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, so we may remember that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. I ask all those who wish to come forward for the imposition of the ashes or for prayer to come either with a hand forward for the imposition of the sign of the cross or for your forehead or for prayer. As you feel led, come forward. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent
and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. You may stay and pray as long as you wish, or you may leave as soon as the imposition is complete, whichever you feel led to do. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Believe the gospel. remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. You may rise. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Arise. Dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel.
Cry and God will answer. If you do away with the yoke, the clenched fist, the wicked word, if you give your bread to the hungry and relief to the oppressed,
call and God will say, I am here.
Your light will rise in the darkness and your shadows become like noon. The Lord will always guide you, giving you relief in desert places. Cry and God will answer. Call and the Lord will say, I am here. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord, to you, O Lord. Before the dismissal, I'll be offering you at the exit a pretzel, because the pretzel was first made as a symbolic unleavened bread baked item in the symbol of two arms crossed in an attitude of prayer and introspection. And so I'll be offering you a pretzel from the ancient tradition of the beginning of Lent, with a pretzel to keep, not to eat, but to keep as a symbol of prayer and introspection as we seek God's guidance to grow from faith to deeper faith. And now may the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, bless and keep us unto life eternal. Amen.